Beginning tomorrow, 3rd through 8th grade students in New York take the annual state tests. English tests are first, followed by math next week. The tests are going to look a little different to students this year because for the first time, they're based on new learning standards. Joining me now to talk about the tests is WNYC's Yasmin Khan. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning.
So, you know, education officials have been telling people that students may not do as well on the tests this year, but that we all shouldn't worry about it too much. And it's kind of an unusual message to come out of the DOE. What's going on?
Right. They've been trying to get the word out that the tests are going to be harder because the standards are harder this year. The tests are based on the Common Core learning standards. So there's an effort to have students demonstrate more critical thinking skills. They're going to have to wade through more complex reading, more multi-step math problems. So it's going to take a lot more focus on the part of students. And our education website, Schoolbook, is brimming with details on the Common Core and sample questions and that kind of thing.
Now, is this all leading to more anxiety about the tests this year? I would imagine
yes.
So.
Yes, and this is largely because schools are still very much in transition to these new standards. Teachers have received professional development here and there, but the level of implementation of the Common Core varies between schools. Teachers have not had an actual curriculum to follow. Those materials are coming next year. So teachers have spent a lot of time looking for resources this year and ideas that adhere to the new expectations. So when it comes to the test, there's also no reference point. Here's a fourth grade teacher, Nikisha Nix. She's from PS20 in Brooklyn.
Previous years, we've been able to go online and just look at previous year's exams. But, you know, this year we don't have an idea. So it's like kind of up in the air.
Well, what about opting out? Do parents have the right to say they don't want their child to participate in the tests?
Technically, no. There is not a provision for that. The state requires the tests, just like they require teaching math and English. If a parent chooses to keep their child home during the test, then obviously their child's not going to take it. Or if a child brings a letter to school saying the parent doesn't give permission to take the test, the principal might choose to give that student another assignment. Schools do have to have 95% compliance, so that means that 95% of students have to take the test.
Now, are a lot of parents moving in the direction of opting out?
Well, there is a growing voice of parents who don't want their children to take the tests. This is still a small minority. The vast majority of kids will take the test tomorrow. But there is a lot of support of the idea in general. I think many parents and educators are deeply saddened by the amount of testing and test prep. And it's not that they're against assessments, but the scores count for a lot. You hear a lot about high-stakes testing. So the scores factor or will factor into a teacher's job performance. That's going to happen in New York City once we have a teacher evaluation system. The scores factor into a school's overall performance and decisions about whether or not to close a school.
And supporters of this kind of testing say it's needed to make sure schools are doing a good job. Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a push for accountability. You have to make sure that teachers are doing a good job, too. And there is an urgency because many students who graduate from high school are not ready for college-level work. But it's hard to escape the test culture, and it's not lost on students, especially on test day. I want to play this clip from a teacher. This is Shannon Anwander from PS 272 in Canarsie. She's been working with struggling students on the weekends to help them get ready for the tests.
I've seen the crying. I've seen the getting sick. I've seen the almost passing out or I don't feel well. And these are babies. These are third, fourth, and fifth graders, 8, 9, and 10 years old.
There's also just a lot of test volume. The English tests, for example, are happening over 3 days. And depending on grade, students will sit for an hour and 10 minutes to 90 minutes a day. And some special education students will get more time.
Now, I think I heard that for some students, the tests will actually be shorter. What are some of the other changes we should know about this year?
Yeah, so for the youngest students, third and fourth graders, they're going to have an hour and 10 minutes of testing a day as opposed to an hour and a half. State officials got a lot of feedback last year that the testing period was just too long for the younger ones. And this year, students can read a book if they finish early. Before, they just had to sit and wait for the exam period to be over.
All right, WNYC's Yasmin Khan, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you.
For more on the tests, visit schoolbook.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.